Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to get right to it. I want to go over to 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, and I want you to tell me if this sounds familiar, okay? Because this is exactly what, in fact, is being played out before our eyes. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience, that means with knowledge, seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. And I didn't really need to bring in the latter part of that scripture, but it was important enough to put it there, so I kept the thought all the way through that the inspired writer had intended. So there you have it. When you go to 1 Timothy 4:1, you will see what I'm about ready to show you. Now, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, there we are. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, there we are. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. The Bible is, in fact, the rock upon which our republic rests. Article 4, Section 4. No ifs, ands, or buts about it if you want to contend for that. Jude 3 and 4. Please do. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know that the church is now promoting Drag Me to Church. I kid you negative. It's advertised as Dragging Me to Church, a drag show at church, Yaz Queen, with a picture of a man dressed up as a woman. This was just most recently. This was last month. It was Thursday of May 12th, 7 p.m. in the gym, Trinity Lutheran Church. This was in Greensville, South Carolina. Free, all are welcome. I bet they had a whole whopping two or three people there. But what's interesting to take note of is the mainstream media, I'm sure, took a couple pictures and blew it up to be something that, in fact, was not in any sense of the word. Because, again, they want to oppress you. And this is a sign of judgment from God because the people failed to deal with these men that are dressing as women. Folks, it's an abomination, just so you know. Also have on social media platforms right now, and for those that are listening to me in 156 cities, I will go ahead and narrate for you. But we have taxpayer-funded pride event to be hosted by a Satanist incest pornographer. Okay, this is the kind of stuff that you just can't make up, friends. It really, truly is. Matter of fact, yesterday, I took my family and the individual that's doing our documentaries here from Ohio out to eat for the first time throughout the week. And in process of doing so, we walk in, we're sitting there having fun with me and my kids and this editor. and my wife, my children, obviously, and all of a sudden we look up and here comes a man that's dressed up like a woman from the 50s. He failed to shave his face, of course, but he wanted everybody to pretend with him that he was a woman. And I'm just here to tell you that we are not the type that are going to pretend with these that are called an abomination, because, friends, they are nothing short but those that are abominable in every given sense of the word. Folks, there's some sick-minded people. These are called crimes against nature. And I guess one of the things that I would ask the people in this country, outside of the fact that God's law forbids this in Leviticus 18:22 and Leviticus 20:13, Jude 1:7, Romans 1:24, starting there to the end of the chapter, why is it that you put up with what God condemns? I'm just curious. Where is the love of God? I'm curious. I mean, the Bible's clear in the Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs chapter 8, it tells us that I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. When I go over to that of Jeremiah 9:24, what does it say there, knowing the heart of God? Well, it tells us in Jeremiah 9:24 that in the King James Version, of course, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understandeth, knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness, which is long-suffering unto repentance, which is the goodness of God, by the way. Okay? Not only long-suffering, but also judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. How is it that men learn the righteousness of God? Well, when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn that righteousness. So the Lord now looks to the church to keep his commandments. You know, the commandments that the Lord continuously told his children, even through Christ, who never came to abrogate the law, but to magnify it, right? Romans 3:31, we established the law through faith. He's looking to the church now to actually bring forth the law to condemn the wicked in the land, rather than handing their children off to these individuals and making a prey of their children to those that make a prey of them. Remember their slogan, the homosexual slogan, friends, and the sodomites? Their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. I kid you negative. Just ask the former icon, Harry Hay from NAMBLA, North American Band Boy Love Association. But isn't it interesting that it's against the law in the United States of America to promote that which God clearly condemns? It's against the law in America to promote that which our laws, our state statutes, clearly condemn under God. But yet, for some reason or another, the mainstream media has been given a free hand to attempt to normalize these criminals. And don't get me wrong, friends. They are criminals. Don't get me wrong. They are called crimes against nature. This is beyond a mental illness, friends. Going back to the time that I had with my family yesterday and our editor that's here from Ohio and having dinner, and when this individual just popped up cleaning up tables, I was instantly offended. Why? Because it's an abomination. And if the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto us, truly, you're going to be offended by what God is offended at because you have his heart. And if not, it means that you are not born of the Spirit. Oh, but Bradley, they can't help themselves. I know, that's what the thief said. He couldn't help himself. He loved to steal everybody's property because he was born that way. Did you hear about the guy? He only killed on Fridays. He said he was doing his best, but he said he was born that way. Do we give him a pass because he says he was born that way because he cannot restrain himself? Hey, folks, sin is moral, not physical. Sin is moral, not physical. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're just getting started here. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. You know, I just want to say this really quick because I've heard other people say this, and I'm literally humored by it. You know, Bradley, if you were nicer to people, you know, they would call in. Well, I'm not looking for friendship here. The only friendship I have a care for right now is between me and the Lord and pleasing Him. Am I a servant to man? Absolutely not. I'm an ambassador sent by God to man, is what I am. But the fact of the matter is, over the last couple days, I have noticed these popular preachers that the conservatives of the day that think that they're hard-hitting. I went and did a little homework on each one of them just to see what was going on with them. And it's like, wait a second. You know, I've seen some pretty good things come from this guy, but I paid attention to some of the messaging that was given. And I thought to myself, why is it that he's got 2 million followers, and yet I would have probably 3 to 5 right now? What is it that I'm doing different than what these other guys are doing? Well, I can tell you, they're not going directly for it. They're not uncompromised in the giving of the Word of God. They're doing everything in their power to stay online, to stay on social media platforms without offending big tech companies. I kid you negative. That's why they're there. And yet we're called to go in for it, call it out for what it is, that men might repent. They're not going to repent by men fraternizing, by men compromising the Word of God. So if you look at this message as me being mean to you, you might want to look up the word love. Because I'll tell you what, faithful are the wounds of a friend. A faithful witness delivers souls. But I know that most think that it's love when they hear kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Well, they wouldn't agree with that, of course. They would say that's the furthest thing from the truth. Then what's the problem? No, the only reason people get angry with this message is because we are preaching the uncompromising word of God, giving the people the result that they claim that they want, but that's not what they want. They want to listen to people, give them a new thing to talk about on a daily basis, okay? Like the Epicureans, like the Stoics. They wanted to hear something new so they could talk about it. You know, like in the modern-day version of that, the inquiry minds need to know and want to know? You know, here's the point. When we get to the point of getting past an execution of this message to establish righteousness, then we'll change topics, but not until then, okay? I am so sick and tired of watching these preachers of the day compromising the Word of God. And I could bring a whole new show to a whole new level concerning my experience that I had once again just last week with those that are called the leaders of the church in America. If I could film one of these meetings, friends, everybody would understand exactly why we are in trouble. Folks, they're compromising. They are, without a fact, a bunch of diplomats in the church. And we again know what Ben Franklin said, it meant when he said, diplomacy is seduction in another guise. Yep, they want to fraternize. You know what they want to do? They want to hold on to what, in fact, it is that they're losing. And yet, Scripture in Joshua 22 tells us just the exact opposite. The Lord said that when you possess, which means to drive out previous occupants, and you possess in their place, He said, when you dispossess the enemy and you possess the land, you need to still hold the commandments to maintain what it is that I gave you in possession. This is what's missing in the church. Okay? There's a very few, I could count them on my hand, across the church, that across America in the church, that preach the Word of God uncompromisingly. And even when I think of that, even some of the guys that I respect, I still see the way that they're handling it. They're doing it not to offend. Let me ask you the question, and if you'd like to answer, please give it to me. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If they were preaching the same message today that they're preaching in America during the times of Jesus, they would have never been crucified. The question that I have for you is, why were the prophets and the apostles crucified? Why was Jesus Christ crucified, friends? The Bible says that he spoke boldly as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. Have you become a religious hypocrite to look at a message that is uncompromisingly as, well, maybe you need to be a little bit nicer to people? I'm not looking to be friends with people, friends, in the sense of receiving the approbation of men. I'm looking and I'm seeking the souls of men by bringing forth the message of repentance to bring forth fruits unto God. 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. That's what I'm looking for. Now listen, I'm not saying that I don't like people. I'm not saying I don't like to have friends. No, I love people. But in ministry, anybody that's in ministry, they know what the biggest problem in ministry is. And guess what it is? It's people. I remember my pastor, when I first got saved, told me, Bradley, the hardest thing about ministry is people don't change. People think that they're okay. They do. Here, let me put that in the light of the Day of Judgment. Because Martin Luther brought forth, going way fast forward, but Martin Luther, the great reformer back in the 1500s, really got me thinking in a way that I never thought in the present. And I had to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, to hear the message that got me to think online as to how I need to think concerning the mind of Christ and what I'm leading up to concerning the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. He said, Martin Luther did, the man that's ready for judgment is the man that longs to be freed from his sin. Therefore, I bet he spent a lot of time setting the judgments of God before him because he sought the way of truth the way that King David did. I bet you he spent a lot of time in understanding that we are to, through the lifetime process, go through that process of sanctification unto obedience. Most people don't even know what that means. No, because they're entertained by the next guy that's going to entertain them off of the track that they need to be on, namely the straight and the narrow, Matthew 7. I bet he spent a lot of time in understanding what real faith was and the righteousness of Christ. I bet he spent a lot of time in understanding the power of the blood when it talks about in 1 John 1:7 that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus cleanseth us from all sins. No, that's why they stayed in the Word, because they sought holiness. And why did they seek holiness? Because they understood Christ crucified. And when you understand Christ crucified, there's something that falls in your heart called gratitude. And gratitude is the mother of what? Holiness. You don't want to offend God. That's my objective here. I don't want to offend God. And it's not my objective to offend people, but if the law of God exposing your sin and your compromise offends you, then so be it. But you better understand what the word offend means. Webster's 1828 offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. So if I offend you, praise God, I'm doing my job. If I'm not offending you, then apparently you must just be above the rest of us. And you still don't need to work out your salvation with fear and trembling the way that it talks about in chapter 2 of Philippians. Now, I want to go back to the original message that I was giving earlier. We have drag me to church, a drag show at church. This is what they're doing in the churches. This is a crime, not only against law, God, but against us, the people, the righteous in the land by Christ. Okay, and some of the stuff on social media platforms right now is just so unthinkable. It's incredible. It really is. I'm sorry, I pulled up the wrong one. There's the drag for you. And then we have an Alpha News reported June 4th, which was just today, taxpayer-funded pride event to be hosted by a Satanist incest pornographer. And isn't it interesting that their end aim is always the children? And again, don't act like Congress doesn't have it in the congressional record concerning the homosexual manifesto, because everything they're doing right now is exactly what they talked about back in 1987 through Michael Swift. Okay? Just so you know, this is a crime. And what I left off with during the last segment was this. But they say we can't help ourselves. They were born that way. Really? Okay. So the guy that steals, for some reason or another, he goes and stands in front of the judge because he just got done ripping off some guy's car, and he says to the judge, I was born that way. Is he going to get a pass? What about the guy that kills? Okay. He goes out and kills an innocent man and his family, ends up before the judge, and when he stands before the judge, he says to the judge, I'm sorry, judge, I was born that way. I just have a natural inclination to murder people. Or what about the adulterer or the fornicator? What about the one that commits the act of incest or pedophilia? Or other crimes that are throughout God's statutes in the Torah that are an offense to him? Is he going to stand in front of the judge on that day and say, Lord, I was born that way? Nope, the Lord's going to look down and say, nope, I told you in John 3:3, and Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Did you hear that? You were born that way? Yeah. King David said he was born in iniquity too, but he knew that he had a need to be born again in the Spirit. And so he was, and so must we if we are going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We must be born again, John 3:3. We'll be right back after this short break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro was arrested after trying to board a flight at an airport in Nashville. Per an unsealed court document, Navarro was indicted on charges of contempt of Congress after repeatedly defying the orders of the House committee investigating the January 6 riot.
President Biden cannot decide what our rights as Americans are. That's not the role of the executive branch. He's picking and choosing to basically try to take our Second Amendment rights away.
That was Representative Chuck Fleischmann on Newsmax. His comments come after President Biden urged Congress to pass strict gun control laws. This is USA Radio News. Investigators are trying to unlock the iPhone belonging to the gunman of the Texas Elementary School mass shooting.
Authorities investigating the Texas school shooting have their hands on the gunman's iPhone. However, experts say it won't be easy to hack their way inside. Tech blogger Michael Garfield says Apple doesn't play ball with law enforcement, and that's been frustrating for investigators in the past. In this case, a judge granted permission to analyze text messages, photos, and videos. The phone is being analyzed by both the Texas Rangers and the FBI. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Carnival Mardi Gras rescued 16 people stranded at sea. It was on the last day of its 7-day journey when crew members spotted the tiny vessel off the coast of Cuba. The Cuban migrants were brought on board for safety. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I know I have my weekend friends here, and there's stuff that I've got so many tabs pulled up right now just to go over and to regurgitate Joe Biden and his inadequacies, his incompetencies. It's embarrassing. America, they are selling Joe Biden as the leader of the free world. And again, keep in mind, he's a representative, not a leader. Okay, the only leader we have here is no king but King Jesus. Just ask our forefathers. But to regurgitate that, I think everybody's very well aware of the incompetencies of this individual. And I'm it's just one of those deals. It really is. So let me do this. I'm going to go over. We're just going to go fast forward and get to the message. And because they're going to keep pushing this and pushing this. As a matter of fact, during the break, I just got another an email from an organization talking about how I need to get busy. Your activism is needed now more than ever as more Republicans in both the U.S. House and the Senate continue to cave in. Sign your no new gun control petition to tell your lawmakers we will not cave to the anti-gun crowd, and neither should they. No, lawfully, they don't have a leg to stand on. So what do you mean neither shall they? That's a violation. That's called treachery. Okay? They're unfaithful in their oath. Read Numbers 32, Deuteronomy 23, verse 3. It's insane that people are this ignorant to believe these organizations that are always continuously asking for your money, The message should be that these said representatives don't have any authority whatsoever delegated unto them by we the people under God to strip us from our God-given rights. And then educate the people to actually stand by leading the way through your example, Hebrews 13:7. And in the process of doing that, then we're going to change our country. Well, Bradley, why aren't you doing that? Oh, that's all we've been doing for 23 years. That's all we've been doing for 23 years. See, the problem is we got people that sit on social media platforms, they listen to the show, and then they have conversations during the break that has nothing to do with the things that we're talking about. That's what the problem is in this country. See, they hear, but they don't do. And that's where we should leave it. As a matter of fact, that should be the end of the show right there. Until the American people stand up and do something about the issues, nothing's going to change. We don't need to listen to more Epicureans and Stoics. Oh, but Bradley, have you heard this guy? And Bradley, have you heard that guy? And, oh, you got to listen to this message and listen to this message. Well, you learned long ago that they don't implement the Word of God or the U.S. Constitution to bring about the resolve. Nope, they just push more fear, which brings about the fear of man, which paralyzes the American people. Gee whiz. Gee whiz. So let me go on with reinforcing the message to those that have ears to hear. Okay? Let's do that. Let's reinforce the message today concerning what the people that are doing something about the issues, let's reinforce their stance. That's what we need to do. Encourage them. And we need to admonish them to continuously go on. Okay? We all heard of Mr. Sicilian. Okay? This clown. Instead of people calling forth the impeachment and the prosecution of public servants for violation of their oath, committing crimes against the laws that they swore to uphold, no, we're just going to magnify his crimes. Okay? I want you to listen to this because I'm going to write about this on Monday. I want you to listen carefully to what this uneducated hypocrite has to say. And let me add, equals, in this case, a criminal responsible for the very things that he's complaining about. You ready for this? Now, he's going to use an expletive. I can't have that, nor will I have that on the radio show here. So when he says what he's going to say, which is BS, is the acronym, I'm going to yell over the top of that so you cannot hear that on radio, okay? So let's go ahead and see what he has to say concerning this latest shooting in Texas. Check this out, friends. You can't make it up.
Imminent danger to themselves and others, such that they might commit mass murder, have a constitutional right to access a firearm.
Now, just keep in mind, Mr. Sicilian here is sitting in the center of a building with armed security detail, seeking to create unconstitutional legislation to undermine the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. You must understand that, okay? I got to paint the whole picture here, just so you can see how these criminals operate. Now, listen to what he does. He goes right for the emotions after, then he attacks, guess who? The law abiders. Check this out.
To deny them that right would, quote, trample on an individual's due process and Second Amendment rights.
So what he's doing here right now is he's laughing at due process. He's laughing at your constitutional rights. I want to remind my weekend listeners that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrannies that many in the American society today are now subjecting themselves to. Okay? Our forefathers threw off these guys. Now look what's in the halls of government. We go on.
You know who didn't have due process?
You know who didn't have due process?
You know who didn't have their constitutional right to life respect?
Keep in mind, you know who didn't have the constitutional process for life and their rights to life? These are the same people that are attacking law-abiding gun owners that have voted in favor of murdering the innocent to the equivalent of 62 million babies. So do consider the source, friends. Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15 as well. We go on.
the kids at Parkland.
Yep. Now he's going to play the emotions. Okay. Now keep in mind, during Parkland, friends, Nicholas Cruz, just for the record, was hanging out through eyewitnesses and their accounts on the news channels. We've got it all uploaded here on our computers. But Nicholas Cruz was actually hanging out with kids, having conversations, when they reported that they heard shootings in other buildings. Now, also keep in mind, during that shooting that allegedly took place there, also keep in mind, MSNBC did a report. Give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves. Well, that's what they did. They took a report and interviewed a teacher where she was asked, what is it that you seen concerning the shooter? She said, when I went out into the hallways, it looked like it was the police that were doing the shooting, the SWAT team members. Okay? Just so you know what's going on here. Also keep in mind, Donald Trump, through 26 governors of the United States of America, a majority of them Republican governors, created 55 illegal, unconstitutional acts undermining the gun owners of America. Law abiders, okay? Keep that in mind, too.
And Sandy Hook, and Uvalde, and Buffalo, and the list goes on and on. So,
okay, now Uvalde, okay? Texas, that was the last one. I must commentate, friends. Keep in mind there were stand-down orders given. Keep in mind, friends, that the shooter posted that he was going to kill his grandma online. Boy, isn't that interesting. And then this shooter also allegedly took a picture of an AR-15. Just think about it, the very weapon that corruption in government wants to remove from the law abiders in America. He posted an AR-15 on his computer. Isn't that interesting? Then he goes to the school and shoots for 12 minutes. And then one of the teachers from the inside jars the door open for him to go inside of the school. What's happening on the outside of the school, friends? The sheriffs are tasing parents, handcuffing parents, arresting parents, because the sheriffs didn't want to go in because they said, the mainstream media and their useful idiots reported, that they didn't know if they were going to be shot. Only to find out it was an off-duty police officer that took a weapon inside of the school to do what it was that the police would not do. Okay? Also keep in mind, friends, that it was an unconstitutional gun-free zone. I'll get to that in just a moment. Let's finish what Mr. Sicilian here has to say, okay?
Spare me the blah about constitutional rights.
Spare me the BS about constitutional rights, okay? That's what he said.
Gentlemen, not be, no, I will not yield, and I'm not going to yield for my entire 5 minutes, so don't ask again.
Isn't that funny? Now just think about the hundreds of thousands of men that bled to give us the freedoms that we have, and this guy just got done saying, away with due process, away with your constitutional rights, let's appeal to the emotions of the people that are too ignorant to think for themselves. They have to have guys like this think for them. But the problem is if you're going to continuously let them think for you, you have to ask yourself the question, are things in this country getting better or are they getting worse? If you answered truly and uprightly, you said worse. Well, that's because you let guys like this continuously remain free of their crimes of assailing law-abiding citizens in this country. Americans, we have rights, not privileges. And this guy right here exhibited exactly what guys like me have continuously told you day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, for 23 years. And what have you done? But only to sit back and allow them to accuse you again of the crimes that they are responsible for. Who created those gun-free zones, friends, illegally? They did. Hey, friends, who took out this Uvalde shooter? It was an off-duty police officer that thought it was his duty to stand up and defend those little kids. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? And where did it happen? It happened in a gun-free zone. It's time to start holding these politicians accountable for the crimes of the innocent that have fell victim to these mass shooters. But what do? They accuse the law abiders for the crimes of the law breakers. Okay, friends? Don't need to add anything to that. We'll be right back.
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Okay, so let's get back to this, line upon line, precept upon precept. So, well, there's some people that say, well, you know what, gun-free zones are good. Okay, you first. You first. Everything that people hold to when they talk that way, you're dealing with an irrational people. There's no common sense even involved when you're talking to a people like that. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, this is exactly what you get. It's a picture of a bunch of sheep looking my direction, and then it says gun control on the top. It's that stupid. And what does it say right in the center? It's a warning sign telling the wolves, no wolves. This is how stupefied the American people have become. Honestly. And it's not name-calling, it's the truth. And remember, truth makes men free. Okay? Let's go to gun-free zones really quick, okay? Because what I am doing is proposing that the American people use a little common sense and begin to deal with corrupt politicians according to the provisions found in the U.S. Constitution. And Bradley, I've heard you say Article 2, Section 4 1,000 times. Have you done anything with it, though? Bradley, I've heard you talk about prosecuting these corrupt politicians, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Yep, I'm sure you have. And you're the type of people that I'm talking about when I ask you the question, have you done anything about corrupt politicians yet? If not, then shut your mouth. Because you're a part of the problem. We wouldn't have to deal with corruption in government today. First of all, if the church would do its job. job before the Lord, the living God. And second of all, if the American people understood their obligation in duty and love towards God and man and towards their country, we wouldn't tolerate none of this. Americans, you're listening to your politicians accuse you of the crimes of a mass murderer. They want to disarm you because what a criminal did with a weapon. How does that make sense? It doesn't. That's self-inflicting. And again, keep in mind, all of these corrupt politicians, when suggesting that they disarm the American people that they work for, they are in the circle of armed security detail. The hypocrisy stinks to high heaven, and so do the people that tolerate this. Gun-free zones do not work. What they do is they provide symbolic or they play up to emotional comfort to those that fear firearms. I want to tell you who fears firearms, ignorant ones, the criminals that mean, or the criminals that mean to assail you. Okay? I'll get to that in just a little bit here. They have no real-world practical effect other than to encourage law-abiding armed citizens to stay away. That's right. You better not defend yourselves because you have no idea how much trouble you'll get into if you do. Isn't that the message? Exactly. You know what comes to my aid right now is Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, who said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty, but when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Hey, good government loves that message, right? You would think. Where are they? Oh, they're looking for help inside of the offices of our Capitol buildings throughout the United States of America. They can't be the one-man ministry within, can they? They are our magistrates. They are our ministers, by the way. Legally, governmentally, and biblically, going backwards there. Did you know that 98% of all mass shootings happen in gun-free zones? I'm going to play a video for you in just a couple minutes. It's incredible. We all know this. 98% of mass shootings happen in the gun-free zones. You know, again, friends, if you want scripture, because I'm just waiting for the courageous to call in, right? 1-866-582-9933 and contend with me on this. Man, it's amazing how the mainstream media is just blowing this through the wind. It's amazing how a majority of you, hands down, don't believe them. But when someone holds to the truth and tells you exactly what your rights say, constitutionally, and of course premised on the Word of God, Luke 11:21-22, you still stand there or you still sit there mute. Wow. 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 Amos 6:3 comes to my aid. Amos 6:3. 98% of mass shootings happen in gun-free zones. Of course. Your children are made soft targets. Let me say that again. The children in public schools, malls, folks, churches, shame on you. You've made your people soft targets. And of course, the mainstream media is going to keep forcing their narrative that guns are bad, but yet that's what they're using against you to enforce their control over your lives. Nobody pays attention to the obvious things that are happening right in front of their face. They only take heed to what they say they don't believe, Romans 1:18. I want to go over here, and I want to show you this because it's important that you see it. Another social media platform visual. If you can't see the irony in a gun ban enforced by men with guns, you miss why the Second Amendment was written in the first place. That's exactly right. That's right. 98% of mass shootings take place in gun-free zones. Yesterday we had a caller, Steve, and he brought up the point of, you know, what are these kids being taught that they commit the crimes? Well, I want to show you, and I want you to hear this, friends, concerning what it is that they're being taught. Remember, Hollywood teaches them how to commit the crime. When they go out and they commit the crime, wisdom is justified by our children, by the way, Luke 7:35. But what's interesting here, friends, is Hollywood teaches them how to commit the crime. The mainstream media teaches them how to commit the crime. And then what happens, they go out and commit the crime, and then they have corrupt politicians gun grabbing after they commit the crime. Put that up against Numbers 32:23. Okay, I want you to see this video. This is, in fact, what the kids are. This is, in fact, what the kids are watching, what they're playing. And as a matter of fact, the first one that you'll see here, it's a game called Doom. And it was a game that was played by Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. And I want you to listen to the details of this game. By the way, after the Columbine killings, they actually created games called Columbine. And listen to the details here, because, again, friends, you can't make this up. And the Supreme Court calls this, they call this freedom of speech. Incredible. Listen to this.
Why do kids kill? This game asks players to play the role of two killers who went into their school and killed their fellow classmates and teachers. When players engage in battle, enemies are named by stereotypes or occupations such as preppy girl,
it's called Columbine,
janitor, math teacher, and jock type. Once a battle starts, it is impossible to avoid.
In the library, by the way.
The player must kill the enemy or die. Once they die, they then find themselves in hell fighting demons and ends with Satan congratulating them for their victories. This game, Eric Harris was playing, where the player takes the role of an anonymous space marine who has proven too tough for the forces of hell to contain. He fights a bloody battle with demons on Earth after a previous battle with them in Hell. The game concludes with a battle in which the player must fire rockets into the exposed brain of the largest demon ever, dodging constant attacks from lesser demons which spawn indefinitely.
Boy, demons,
this game
devils.
Includes constant,
this one's
graphic,
called Grand Theft Auto.
Situations.
Grand Theft Auto.
Players can reenact having sex with a prostitute, beat her bloody, take her money, and run her over with a car. Meanwhile, shooting at police officers, and by using a code easily accessible on many internet sites, having a realistic sexual encounter on screen, complete with audio commentary. This game is called JFK Reloaded.
Shoot the president's head off and you get $10,000. This is a game that kids play, friends.
Lone murderer of John F. Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald, on the sixth floor of the Texas Book Depository. As the motorcade drives through Dealey Plaza, the player can do whatever he or she pleases, whether to shoot the president or the people around him. The game makers hosted a competition. The goal was to attempt to replicate the assassination as close as possible. On February 22, 2005, a female competitor won the prize of $10,712.
Isn't that something, friends? Shoot the president's head off and you get $10,000. Supreme Court says it's free speech. Grand Theft Auto, prostitution, sound effects, shooting at police. It's called freedom of speech, friends. Shooting up your friends in a public school library like they did in Columbine. They create a game called Columbine. What's wrong with the kids? We'll be right back. Hour two coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.